Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Tommy's drunk.
Far from it.
No, we just got done with a Patreon. Shout out to Lisa.
Yeah, sorry, Lisa.
I'm not sorry. We had a great time.
No, they both hit me up on social. I don't know. We got kicked out of the Zoom.
What are you talking about? I hit them up on social too. I said we got disconnected, but it's okay because it was time to say goodnight anyway.
Okay. Well, I didn't respond. So I'm sorry I didn't respond.
That's why you're apologizing.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't get back to you, but we had to knock out the pod, and it was definitely great. It was definitely great talking with you gals.
That's the difference between men and women. We handle shit.
Okay.
Welcome, you diabolical dirties. I am in a bad mood because I look like shit. I looked in the mirror. I look really gaunt and weird, and I have no makeup on, and I definitely don't know what's going on with my skin. I have problems. This is not good.
I think you look great, kid.
You're very sweet.
I don't think you look any different than you normally look.
Thank you. Something's happening that I can see, and I need to fix it. I think it's just dry skin.
Sounds like you need to chill the fuck out.
You had a lot of Peak 7 vodka today.
No, I didn't. I'm fine.
Well, I saw how much was in the bottle before you started pouring it.
I only drank maybe a glass. I'm fine.
Hey, listen, it's Saturday night. You're drinking in the responsible privacy of your own home. I love it when you drink. I think you're a great drunk, unlike me. You're cute. You know, you get out of control. But in a cute way.
Yeah, no, I'm the life of the party when I'm drunk, but I'm not drunk.
No, like you're a handful is an understatement.
Yeah.
You are out of control, but it's still sweet.
I'm awesome.
Yeah. And the last time that I gave an example to somebody who asked, what is Tommy like when he's drunk? I was like, well, he put sparklers in his ass and set them,
Yeah,
that was, lit them up and launched some missiles.
That was very patriotic.
Into the sky.
That was very patriotic.
His butt cheeks.
It was 4th of July.
Shamps, if you're hearing this, both of you, senior and junior, earmuffs.
I don't know. I thought it was, like I said, it was very patriotic.
Very patriotic.
Yeah.
What does that say about America? That you have to
We kick ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this week was eventful because my mom and I did a cook and kibitz. We were on Jeff Lewis Live twice, once with Lala and then last Friday. And then you and I had a little more quality time than usual. I feel like I got to shout out Mary Beth. She's one of our dirties. She mentioned to me that the Facebook group that talks about me or Jeff or whatever, she's like, you know, you really get raked over the coals on Facebook.
Oh, good.
And I was like, yeah, I heard. I heard because my husband tells me all the time that like they hate me on Facebook or something.
I don't know about all that.
I thought that you've always said that.
I'm not on Facebook as much anymore, though, so I can't really
speak to it,
quite frankly.
All right. So this week, one of the things that I noticed was that someone posted a picture of me. I think it was like Jeff or one of those. We were together, just right before we go on the show.
Oh.
And all these comments under the picture were like, just out with it. Say you're on Ozempic.
Yeah.
Okay. Similar to when I was pregnant and there was this one girl.
There's no baby.
Who kept on saying that I'm faking my pregnancy.
No baby.
Yeah.
It's a mythical baby.
I just wanted to say, there's this plastic surgeon who talks about Ozempic. What the drug does is it delays you going to the bathroom. So it keeps the food in your stomach
longer. Well, you're full of shit, so maybe you are on Ozempic.
Yeah. You're
full of shit. So maybe you are honestly. You just are so lucky that.
I know. I am so lucky if I get through this story. So it keeps the food in your body and your stomach longer. So it keeps you full longer. So you don't feel like eating. And therefore, you lose weight.
Sounds like magic.
In order for that to happen, it has to manipulate your blood sugar and your like liver function. And I mean, just to delay eating.
Ugh.
So if this doctor is explaining to people that the drug itself is not creating a function in your body to help you lose weight, it's just making you not eat.
Mm.
So anything that makes you not eat is the same thing as Ozempic, except Ozempic and all these semi-glutide and all these other ones are meant for diabetics, right? And long-term effects are unknown, right? Side effects. So I thought, you know what? Not worth it. Because anybody who cares about longevity is going to think to be temporarily skinny and then know that you're going to gain it back and then invite a host of other unknown medical problems, not worth it. Lastly, I started losing weight in July. So I'll be coming up on my 1 year of discovering F45 this July. Okay. And I just want to know why people think that, or maybe it's just funny that people think that because you lose weight during a trend, then I couldn't have possibly done it the right way. You know what I mean?
Some people are just miserable.
Some people just are like that.
Yeah. It's just always going to be the way it is. This, you know, you're going to have half the people are going to say, wow, you look great. The other half are like, oh, you did something. So yeah. You live in the public eye. It's nature. It's fall for the course.
Okay.
And there's also going to be 1,000 people telling you how great you look and 30 people telling you that you're using Ozempic and that for whatever reason, I don't know what the science is.
Those were like the same people that were calling me a fat
cow. But it doesn't matter. Those are the ones that stand out to you. Those are the ones that really stick in your claw. And a lot of them, that's why they're doing it. I have a friend of mine that has told me that, like, you know, when he would get into fights with his wife or, you know, when shit, he would go on social media and start fires, you know, like vent there, and it would make him feel better. And, you know,
because he was having an argument with his wife.
Yeah. Like, you know, when he needed to get some shit off his chest, he would just go on social media and start fires everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
That sucks.
I agree. I think it's stupid and childish, but again, it makes him feel like for him, it works.
So the moral of the story is you've got to be really open to how fucked up people can be.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on out there. You don't know what shit they're going on in their head, what's going on with them, you know. And if you live in the public eye, you got to take the good with the bad, you know? I mean, we had a phone call tonight with a fan that we would never meet in Pittsburgh. That lady talking about how much she loves us. You know
okay,
what I
guys,
mean?
That was a Patreon VIP member. So just wanted to like get it out there.
But
that's how that happened.
But that, you know, we're very fortunate. We're very blessed to have that. You know what I mean? And part of the trade-off is that, you know, you have some nuts talking, you know, or people that are going to hate on you and say that no matter what you do, it's Ozempic, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people were excited about Layla being on last week, specifically because these are all the things that people told me were, she's so real. She's so fun. She was talking about, you know, how difficult it is to have divorce or, you know, just going through a breakup when your family falls apart. And I always want to remind people she's fucking good time. She's fun.
She's real easygoing. She can take
earth.
A joke.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Layla's good peeps. Yeah. Layla's good to have around.
So that was really, really fun. And a couple of the things that Tommy, you were hinting around was that hopefully it's okay that we're saying it since you're going to say it.
It's definitely okay.
All right. So our show, our new second show that is separate from Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ, it's called Reality Wife Happy Life.
Yes.
We recorded our first episode. It may or may not come out because it's a very VPR driven episode, particularly because of what happened in last week's episode of VPR. So I just wanted to say, like, for me, this is exciting because it's just connecting more. Because when you were talking about like connecting with Lisa, and I talked to you know, the people that we talk to on this level, when you're creating these connections and this content and all of the stuff that we're doing for the pod and Patreon and everything, it's all about these relationships just becoming the friends. Like, these are like besties, like friends in our head. It's friends in reality. I mean, everything is just coming into this like building of the community. So that's why I like it.
The broad Lisa knew that it was our wedding anniversary and our son's birthday this month. And it wasn't like on some, oh my God, she's a nut type of level. It was that she generally has an interest in our life and in our progress, and you know, our success makes her happy. And you have people out there rooting for you like that. I think that's why good things befall us. So I think that we're very fortunate to have the people out there where we do that, all our dirties, so to speak. I'm grateful for every last one of you, and I'm extremely grateful for Lisa. She's awesome.
Okay, so extremely stressed out about the fact that we haven't planned anything for our anniversary.
No. Nope.
Well, Shams' birthday is going to be a small get-together with just Shams' friends and a few of our family that have kids our age. Right, Tommy?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So for the menu, I think I'm going to make a salad, which is going to be like a Greek salad, Mediterranean, you know, like the chopped the cucumbers, the tomatoes, the onions, the cilantro, the mint, a little lemon juice, salt, pepper.
Get it, girl.
You're going to want to get the chicken wings from Wingstop, right, Tommy?
Maybe, yeah, sure.
We can do some like wraps. Can you grill some beef? Kind of like Persian kebab, but you grill it.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll get the kids pizza, and we will maybe some diner nuggets and stuff. And then we'll have the party primarily outside. Now, we're not going to have any fire trucks this year, right? I mean, you haven't even spoken to Paco.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. You don't have to tell people a month in advance.
I don't know. Is he into the... What would you do if he is like not into fire trucks anymore because he's too old?
There's enough kids there that they're into fire trucks.
They were all there last year.
If anything, I'll have them turn the hose on the kids.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Young, grateful little pricks. We're here to entertain you, and you don't care. You're too good. You're too good for this.
Oh, my
hose
goodness.
Them down.
As the weather warms up and flowers start to bloom, it's the perfect time to take a fresh look at your financial planning. So if you've been meaning to get life insurance, but you've been putting it off, now is the time. With Fabric by Gerber Life, it's quick, it's easy. You can help protect your family's future, and you can get back to enjoying life. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. And Fabric is partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. They also have over 1,600 five-star reviews on Trustpilot.com. Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, see your quote, and then personalize your quote to fit in your family's needs. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. So don't put this off, guys. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/the dirt. That's meetfabric.com/the dirt. M-E-E-T fabric.com/the dirt. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Did you notice this week that I did a little online shopping?
Yes, I definitely did. You need to scale it back, bro. You need to take it down a notch. You need to take it down a notch.
Are you talking about Amazon? Because that's just regular toiletries and house stuff.
I'm talking about Amazon. But I have a feeling there's a tidal wave of ASOS that's about to hit the front door of this house.
There's not a single one.
Oh, okay.
No ASOS.
Okay.
If I were to get some, I would have to buy it. Haven't bought anything ASOS yet.
Oh, yeah.
But there was this like $5 sale.
Ooh.
On Fashion Nova. And I ended up getting like...
Same thing.
Size medium.
It's the same thing. Fashion Nova, ASOS, same shit. There's a tidal wave that's about to fucking hit this house.
It already
She's
came.
Been up at like 4 a.m, just sitting there scrolling, clicking. Oh, man.
It was good.
Yeah. Great.
I also donated a lot.
Oh, look at you.
I sure did.
Speaking of donations, I actually had a very big development this week. For the Fight Club fans, my buddy Nick that I've mentioned on the pod a few times, he was a journalism major, so I reached out to him and asked him to kind of just, you know, if he saw anything, he's good at writing. If he saw anything in New York or whatever, anything grant-wise or something like that, that it got me out, reach out. Long story short, after my wife connected me, or, you know, Alex Cohn reached out to me, the owner of the Mets, my buddy reached out to their foundation, and I think they're going to help us out. I think they're going to help out Fight Club, so... We had a nice conversation.
You did not tell the story. Do you want me to explain it?
Well, you look like you're like someone's going to hit you in the brick and then head with a brick telling it to you. Real engaged. I just had to listen to fucking you talk about nonsense. Nonsense. And it looks like you're literally, I'm pulling teeth talking about giving books to kids.
It's
Sorry.
Not the story that's okay. making me feel that way. It's my face.
Oh, yeah.
That's making me feel this way.
Got it.
It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with, I don't know if I need a dermatologist or some oiling blots, blotting sheets or whatever. That I need a fucking facial is what I need.
Wow.
No, your friend Nick Philippou helped you approach the Met Family Foundation.
They connected
with you after a year and a half, and it might be a possibility that they are going to help you with Fight Club, correct?
No.
Okay.
Not at all, actually. He reached out to them a few months ago when I reached out to him, and it sounded nuts to me.
Far-fetched.
It just shows, man, you guys out there, I'm telling you, like that manifestation shit and that, you know, affirmations and writing down goals, that shit works, man. You know what I mean? It works.
It's a corny word, but it really works, man.
Again, a year ago, if someone told me that I was going to be having conversations with the owners of the Mets and then working with them to help build my children's charity, you know what I'm saying? I got six bridges to sell you. You want to buy, you know what I mean? I'll give you a good deal.
I got beachfront property to sell you off the coast of Mississippi.
Yeah.
That state's a landlord,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Well, I did read about this person that said have to be really visually.
Yes.
Like, it can't be, I want to be rich. It has to be as specific as, I want to win the Olympic gold medal for downhill slalom skiing in Switzerland in the year 2026.
Well, not that extreme, but
and
yeah.
I'm going to be wearing a pink jumpsuit down the hill.
Because it makes you have more of a laser focus. It makes you put, you know.
Your attention. It's not just that, but like this week you came up to me and you were like, this is happening, that's happening, like five things. And Pat Hodson always said, Tommy's a late bloomer, because we always believe and watch, and you've busted your ass for blow and drive. You busted your ass since the first day I met you. And some of the things like you've been doing lately, you're seeing the fruits of the success all in like this past 5 days. Not just like that it hasn't been smaller successes along the way, but like it really does make me think that this is my mentor from Sotheby's Realty is Pat Hodson. So shout out to her, even though
Are you rivals now? You considered rivals because you work at different places? Would you trip her if you saw her?
She's retired. So.
Oh, that's right.
So we're good.
Okay. Otherwise, it would be dead. That bitch would be dead.
But she does listen to the pod.
Oh, okay.
It really throws me aback when people like say like, hey, Liz, you know, like if Pat Hodson tells me something that she heard from the pod, or even my closest friends like Brandon and Craig and everyone, like it's really nice. You know, like, oh, I was just listening to whatever and you were talking about whatever. And I like it. You guys, Tommy was upset that Jax and Brittany's podcast popped off this week.
Well, I wasn't upset that it popped off. I was just stunned at how many comments they had off two episodes.
So
We've been doing this shit for 2 years. I mean, we had better ratings. We definitely had better ratings. But at the same point in time, they had a lot of reviews, man, in 2 days.
Does that mean that if everybody goes and does a review after our episode today, that means we're going to have more reviews?
Yeah, but I don't know if they can. I like, if you do one, I think that's like...
replaces the old one?
Yeah.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So, like, you can't just sit in your room and, like...
Listen, if you want to have sex with Layla, I'm sure our episode will pop off because of the scandal of it all.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, I guess you just
I'm still not 100% sure she didn't shit in the garage. You know what I mean? I talk a good game, but I'm not like 100% sure.
I am.
Well, you're the one who told me she did. So I don't know who to believe.
Somebody started the rumor.
Yeah. And you kicked it down the road too.
So we finally got sunny weather. Hello. It's like 70 degrees today and sunny and clear and blue.
Yes.
Our buddy Jay said that it's going to be 88 next weekend.
Who the fuck's Jay?
Shams' friend from school.
Oh, thanks. I thought he was like a weatherman. You know what I mean? Some guy in school. No, how do you figure that out? He has the weather app like we do?
Speaking of people that matter to us.
Ooh, Jay.
One of... I need help on this. One of my friend's clients that I closed a deal on, we closed. One of them went out of town and they were like busy with like the moving trucks and stuff. So I didn't see them obviously because I would have been a burden and more stressful to them. But
I get that.
Obviously. But now I need to know how to knock it out of the park. Mm. I'm going to give myself a nice budget. And I decided I'm going to go into the neighborhood where they live and get a bunch of things that I think that would mean something to them because I really want it to be a memorable gift. And I'm just going to ring the doorbell, leave it on their doorstep, and fuck. I mean, if I don't get them a present that
is... What about a flaming bag of poo? You really light the bag of dog shit?
Why would I do that?
That'd be memorable and something you could leave on their stoop. It accomplished two of your goals. Mm. Two of your goals, and you just said it accomplished.
I don't want to leave it on there. I'm just saying I want it to be memorable.
They've never forget.
And knock it out of the park.
Yeah, okay, maybe. All right.
So, I don't know. It's one of those situations where it's like, what can you get for the person that has everything?
Oh, what could you?
And I just don't want it to suck. And you've already ingrained it in me that I'm not good at gifts.
Oh yeah, no, this it's only gonna disappoint me if you get him a good gift because it's like, what the fuck? Yeah, you are not a good gift giver.
I'm a good friend though.
Yeah,
I'm a good time.
You're a good time for sure.
Okay,
for those out there that wanted to know about the device, it's crazy. This since I have it, I felt like I just keep waiting for the swelling to go down. And it really occurred to me this week that the swelling is just not going to go down.
Because it's not swelling.
Yeah. It's the cord. It's the cord and the actual device. Like I got a thing in me. It's weird as hell.
Shout out to the cord.
Yeah.
Went to an Easter egg hunt today.
What?
I went to an Easter egg hunt today.
Oh, that's right. You did go to an Easter egg hunt today. I was
speaking of spending your money. You got to work on that guy.
He couldn't throw.
There were all these games, like carnival games. Yeah. And he was like, put this here.
Yeah.
You know, like land here.
Yeah, man.
And like the parents were like, what does Tommy think is going to happen if he doesn't practice with him?
It has nothing to do with practice. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. And I
have never seen you practicing with him.
That's nonsense.
Really?
That's nonsense.
It is?
Yes. That's ridiculous.
Really? You don't practice catch?
Well, he doesn't want to do it. And I'm not going to make him do it. I'm not going to. Someone who doesn't want to catch, when they play catch, is a lot of balls off their face. that's the end result of what's going down in catch. If you don't have two willing participants, one of them's just going to get hit in the face a lot with the ball.
I don't know. That's not what I was told.
Well, yeah. I don't know what he's telling you, but they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Their kids have somewhat of an interest in doing it. Ours doesn't. And again, I'm not forcing anything like that on him. If he wants to do it, great. Eventually, he'll come around.
I definitely agree with your philosophy.
Yeah.
But I don't see you guys
like
practicing.
You just like to second guess it as much as possible.
I don't see you guys practicing.
Well, that's literally what we just talked about.
Look at the
He toe. Doesn't want to do it.
Look what's happening on that toe.
Oh, man.
That's bad.
That thing looks like a crime scene. Fuck. Fuck.
I think it's like a dead thing that needs to be scraped off.
No, it looks like a murdered. And that thing looked like it didn't die good. Like that was a, that like bad things happened to it. The rest of the toes tell stories about what happened to that toe. And it's fucking, it puts the other kids, those are the scary stories.
What is that?
It's coyote. Coyote out there giving it to someone.
No.
Yep. Coyote ugly.
Two dogs barking in that close of proximity?
Yeah, maybe it's Lady and the Tramp. Someone's going to feed him spaghetti.
Tonight I want to watch, what's the name of the movie, with Robert Redford and The Way We Were?
Yeah.
Can we watch it tonight?
Sure, that's definitely a good movie.
Barbra Streisand. We will apologize in advance for tonight's episode.
I'm fine.
I am going to apologize on behalf of both of us, okay, if you're not willing. We did record late. You were a little intoxicated.
I'm fine.
I did go to a class at 7 a.m.
Okay.
I did go in the hot sun on an Easter egg hunt.
Oh.
And I cleaned out the garage.
Oh.
You know, one might say I was a little long in the tooth today.
Okay.
And so we promise, though, between Shams's birthday, the weather heating up, Easter weekend, Passover, our anniversary, and all the other wonderful, juicy things that are happening in our lives.
What's happening on Passover?
You don't know?
No.
Stay tuned, honey.
Oh, okay.
That our lives are eventful, and we will be serving and presenting many, many times again in the future. Just not today. Yeah. But if you do go to the YouTube, aren't you about to post some really good shit on our YouTube?
I mean, the YouTube's been doing pretty well. The YouTube's getting a lot more viewership.
The one that we did the other day that you haven't posted yet. That's going to be good.
Yes.
Yes, that's going to be good. Well, my mom and I went to Megan Weaver's house, and my mom was so fun. She cooked and kibitzed. So if you tell me to cook, I can cook. If you tell me to talk, I can talk. Cook and talk at the same time?
No shot.
No fucking way.
No shot.
She was so good at it.
Okay.
And Megan's house is beautiful. She has this ginormous back lot, full on dead ass killer views.
That's the house you ran away from me from when we walked in the house last Christmas, and you said, and I said, don't leave me. And you said, yeah, no, I'm not going to leave you. And then you left?
No, that's Leah Black from Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh.
This is Megan Weaver's house.
Oh.
That's Jeff Lewis's, like, Goomba? Some people say, no, what is Goomba?
Goomba.
Goomba.
That's a side piece.
Well, yeah, that's his side piece.
That's a side piece.
But she's also her own person.
Okay.
She has a husband. She has two beautiful children. Oh. She just kind of like doesn't have a title. Mm. So people just like know her publicly as Jeff Lewis's best girl.
Okay.
Her house is gorgeous. And Megan was like, your mom knew that this painting was from Space Odyssey, and she knew all the Bowies, and she knew the albums, and she knew the movies that the photos of Bowie belonged to, like The Hunger or whatever, you know. And like, she was really impressed by Vita.
Wow, MJ, you don't know shit. How does your mother know all this stuff?
Megan doesn't expect me not to know who David Bowie is, but yeah, she probably just doesn't think that my immigrant mother is gonna know.
That's the stuff that's right up Darth Vita's alley.
Yeah, pop culture.
Yeah,
history, music. But she's good at politics. She's good at pop culture.
Yeah.
She's good at film, history. She's good at a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She knows how to type, not like you.
I'm a terrible typer.
The amount of time that you spend on that computer, man. I always walk away going like, the poor damn like thing, like how do you say it? Like, poor boy.
Yeah.
Wish it's that, like, motherfucker could have learned how to type.
Yeah, it's like two left feet.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
Because when you type, like, we all learned it in high school.
Yeah.
You were probably like in an alley somewhere and like stealing your car.
I definitely was not paying. I took typing, but I definitely didn't pay attention to typing.
You don't have to attention. You just put your fingers.
Yeah, but I was, you know, close. I was up to mischief. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to teach you, or do you think it's too late?
No, I don't care enough. For a lot of it, I could use the voice. But the only problem is the voice sometimes doesn't understand.
Are you an invalid? What do you have, arthritis?
What do you mean? It's great.
What do you?
It's new technology. You're not going to take advantage of it?
I'm just saying.
You're not taking advantage of your cell phone? You want to use a rotary?
You use your keyboard with your index fingers. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah. So it's better for me to just use the fucking voice. Where you could talk to it.
But you still use your index finger. Why don't you just teach yourself how to type professionally?
I'm good. Professionally. Like, professional.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. All right, I want you to commit to, we're going to have pizza, Greek salad, chicken wings.
Just as long as there's none of that green shit. That green Persian shit.
No Persian food this year, but we'll do some kebab wraps and you make it. So it won't be green. And the backyard, who's going to help me?
I don't fucking know. I am not. That is a huge thing. Isn't your cousin Zeba coming?
Guest list. Who's the guest list going to be?
Sting. We do want to see if he's going to come.
Okay. And Trudy?
Yes.
Okay. Nini's going to come.
Kate and Allie.
By the way, Pia is out of town. Sienna is out of town.
Oh, man. That's not even going to be worth it.
Because it's Coachella weekend.
We should cancel it.
I'm not going to be here either.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm surprised. This is like a big deal. Is that why Albert's really coming?
No, he's not going to Coachella.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Jesse.
All grows up. The whole little crew's all grows up.
Yeah. Shams's friends list.
It's his party. So
it's
should,
eight. It's
that should
eight,
be who you primary.
Shams's friends are eight people. I wrote them down.
Okay.
What kind of a cake should I get him?
One of those porn cakes, like a penis. The penis he can have. You ever see,
how does your brain function to make sexual jokes around your son's birthday party?
I don't know, man. You're right. That is pretty fucking twisted off. I didn't even think of that.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it'd be hilarious. Or two boobs.
Uh-huh.
That's better than a Superman cake.
I did
That's
read.
That's better than a Superman cake.
I did read this kid was eating a bag of Doritos at a resort.
Okay.
And he jumped out of the pool, pulled his mom's tit out, and started breastfeeding at the age of 7.
Well, those things they are spicy. Were they hot Cheetos? Were they the hot ones? Those get spicy.
That's funny.
And then the milk.
That's funny.
The milk will, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to do everything. I'm going to choose a theme with Cousin Zeba. We'll do paper plates, you know, those recyclable brown ones or whatever. And I will definitely need like a gardener to help since you're not going to help.
Sorry for him. I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys. I mean, look, definitely try to comment if you can at the end of this episode. And if you want to do some FaceTime, and if you are loving the Lady Centrics, go to the Patreon for the Lady Centrics. And we're going to continue to kiki when we see you next week.
And it's the first of the month. You know, if you guys want to send some
books.
Am
I getting my period?
No,
first
I think
of the month?
I think you're all right. Yeah, so if you guys want to, you know, get some books, I've updated the list. I appreciate you guys as always. That's the news, and we are out of here.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. We're so happy you're coming on this journey with us. It would mean so much to us if you would rate our show, give us 5 stars, leave a nice comment, and subscribe so you can stay up to date with all our new episodes. If you go to our website, tillthedirtpodcast.com, you can sign up for our mailing list and also be sure to check out our merch. Follow us on all platforms at Till the Dirt Podcast and on YouTube at Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. See you next week, Dirties.